medals to receive your free American Silver Eagle. Call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Former Subway fast food spokesman Jared Fogel hoping that he'll get out of prison early on a technicality. The 40-year-old Fogel serving a nearly 16-year sentence in Colorado on child pornography charges, but this week he's asking a federal court in Denver to grant a writ of habeas corpus. He says his guilty plea was illegal. He claims the plea included a charge of conspiracy, which is not in fact covered by federal law in connection with sexual misconduct with minors. He says he wouldn't have pleaded guilty had that not been part of it.
You can expect lines at your local lottery agent for the next couple of days as the Mega Millions game is living up to its name and then some. More than $500 million is now in the jackpot for Friday night's drawing after there hasn't been a grand prize winner in the game since early January. At least $502 million as of now, and it's the fourth time in the game's history it's exceeded $500 million. If you should win it, CPA Kurt Panousis says you immediately sign the ticket.
Whoever signs the back of the ticket is the individual that has to claim the ticket and the proceeds.
He was speaking to ABC News. The drawing is at 8:59 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. And maybe this 33-year-old New Jersey man should buy a ticket. Annabelle Lopes of Woodbridge signed up for an internet slots games site recently and won $194,000 on his very first spin. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 46 degrees in Flemington with some light rain. Forecast for today is light fog and light rain. Chance of showers, 40%. Friday, 60% chance of showers with the temperature going up to 60. Saturday is going to be sunny, high of 56. And Sunday morning, there's a slight chance of showers or maybe some snow showers. And then it will clear out for the afternoon with a high of 51.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
He is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here.
Good morning. And welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we have a recap of Maker's Day at the North County Branch Library last Saturday. National Library Week is coming up in the second week in April. Stop by and celebrate with us. Jennifer hates Russian dolls. They are so full of themselves. The Friends of HCL book sale, and a look ahead at some of our summer events. All that and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
What music are we listening to?
It's Spring Is Here, but I wasn't
by
paying.
Who?
It's Ronaldo is singing this. I don't know who that
Ronaldo,
is.
Ronaldo, the famous soccer player?
I don't know. But it was supposed to be St. Frank Sinatra, and I wasn't paying attention when I picked one.
So am I correct that you're unprepared again for the radio show?
I'm not unprepared. I'm just a little discombobulated.
At this Easter is the season of miracles. I thought maybe this would have been the day you would have...
It hasn't happened yet, Jim.
Come prepared for the radio show.
The miracles start.
Well, I'm glad spring is here. Happy spring, everyone. Is it me, or has there not been one nice day in the month of March?
I don't really think there's been one nice day in the month of March.
It's been quite the weather month for us, but it's almost over. Hopefully April holds better fortunes for us weather-wise, at least for the HCL book sale that's coming up at the end of April. Weather should be fine by then. Okay, can Ronaldo kind of end it, wrap it up?
Okay. Say goodnight, Ronaldo.
I mentioned the Friends of HCL book sale. Why don't we kick off with that right away?
Okay.
You can't. I want a chronological order of this thing, and I need to hear about Maker's Day.
And I want to hear about the concert last night.
Yes, so that's two things we need to catch up. We'll catch up first, and then we'll look ahead, Jennifer. That's usually how it works.
Yes, it is.
In anything in life.
So, Maker's Day.
Tell me.
It seemed to go very well. There's a lot of pictures on Facebook.
Yes, I saw them. I liked them all.
Did you?
I did.
That's good.
I mean, literally.
I know you liked that. Did you do a montage? Because I dumped the folder in your file. Did you do any kind of montage for the website?
The one that you dumped this morning?
No, yesterday. I dumped it yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. No, I didn't, Jennifer. I didn't know there was that serious a deadline for it.
No, I didn't know if you had done it or not. Well, because after a certain amount of time.
We can save it for like an annual report. Speaking of which.
I know, we need to get it on my list.
Oh, we had it done way before this last
time. I know. We were a little busy this year.
Yeah, I guess it's things, circumstances. So, yes, I heard it very well. Sandy Conroy, one of the librarians up at the North County Branch Library.
Sandy Conroy isn't. She's the woman who used to do the singing bowls.
Oh, Sandy, what's Sandy's last? Oh, Janicek. What did they say? Sandy Conroy.
She's the singing bowl lady.
Yeah, Sandy Janicek was the woman behind the North County Branch Maker's Day. We had a previous Maker's Day South County Branch Library, Marianne Severs. I got that name right?
Yes.
Was the main driving force behind that, but we want to thank Sandy Janicek and all the volunteers that helped Sandy put on a successful Maker's Day at the North County Branch Library and the Community Center up in Clinton, which hosted the robotics clubs, I understand. I saw the pictures. It looked like it was very well attended. I heard that they had a good crowd, and our director, James Keebler, was there being raised on some kind of pulley thing. What was that all about?
His children were doing that. I don't know. There's a video.
So the pulley shows you that does the work, like even is that the point they're making with the pulley?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But even the 8-year-old can raise his father.
Yeah.
Who was not a particularly large man, however.
Okay. But to an 8-year-old, Jennifer, he's a giant.
Yeah.
How old are our director's children? Have you met them yet?
3 and 8.
Oh.
Other sweet. I haven't met James. I mean, Chase yet, but.
Chase?
Chase and Ellie.
Oh, I have a friend with a son named Chase. Very good. Okay, so Maker's Day, we do this every year. We'll be doing it again next year. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, all the volunteers of the North County Branch Library, for another great family day for the residents of Hunterdon County, Jennifer. And then last night, Maggie Hill Band joined us at the Hunterdon County Library. Maggie Hill plays folk music, Americana. It's a very tight band. I mean, very, like, you forget about this type of music. So it's a mandolin, an accordion player, a fiddle, a bass guitar, like a stand-up bass, and a regular guitar. So it's 5 people in Maggie Hill. And it's just that type of music. I don't know. I like that type of music. It's just good, like, listening music. It's got a good melody beat to it, and it's, I'm trying to think of an example of what they sang last night. They actually took a Beatles song and bluegrass-ized it, kind of.
Oh, wow.
So it was, I think they're very good. I mean, if you're interested in seeing them perform, I didn't hear where they were going to next, but their name is Moggy Hill, M-O-G-G-Y. They're named after some hill in Somerville
or
something.
No, it's near Leonard J. Buck. It's a formation that was left by a glacier from the Ice Age.
What does Moggy mean?
I think it was like boggy.
Boggy? Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah. All right, doubt it, whatever. There's a farm out there, too. It's off of 512.
It's a farm in Farm Hills, Far Hills,
right,
that they're named after.
It's right off of 512, right near Leonard J. Buck Garden.
Okay, tonight we have a program, maybe or two. Tonight at the Huntington County Library, we're showing another movie. We're showing Victorian Abdul as part of our Academy Award-nominated film series, sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. Queen Victoria strikes up an unlikely friendship with a young Indian clerk named Abdul Karim, and it's based on a true story, Jennifer. Do you know anything about the story before this movie was made?
I did not.
Do you know now what it was about?
Yes, I do, because I saw the movie.
Oh, you did?
I did.
So what is your critique?
It was pretty funny. Judy Dench did Victoria.
Oh, it's funny?
It's a lot of it is funny, and a lot of it's touching.
Is it funny? Weren't the Indian people, like, subdued by the British back then?
They were,
but... anything comical about that.
No. But she was portrayed as slovenly at the beginning. Like, she'd slurp her food, eat it real fast.
Victoria?
Yeah.
I thought she was queen.
She was. But she was very slovenly. It was toward the end of her life. She never remarried. The love of her life, Albert, had died a very long time ago, and she remained in mourning for the rest of her. So it was very good.
So this is the end of her. This is right before she died.
It was, yes.
And she became slovenly. I found that hard to believe.
No, in the beginning, she like slurps her soup and then falls asleep on her plate.
And then because of this, she pulls it all together for Abdul?
Yeah.
She finds a reason to care about something again?
Yes.
Isn't that the point?
Yeah, she's quite taken with him. And
she was depressed. Maybe somebody should have treated her for depression.
Well, whatever the case. But, you know, you're saying it was kind of sad. We saw the death of Stalin on Tuesday. And there's no way, shape, or form that should have been funny, but it was. And it was actually based on a comic book.
Oh, yeah? Get that at the Huntington County Library at some point. So Victorian Abdul, tonight at 6 p.m. at the Huntington County Library, you're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. 6 p.m., I think we're going to have a full house again, Jennifer. If you missed tonight, we'll be replaying this movie at the North County Branch Library on April 6th. At 2 p.m. And then looking ahead, we have two more movies this time around in this series of films we're showing. We have Get Out on April 5th at HCL, and then The Greatest Showman starring Hugh Jackman at the Huntington County Library on April 26th. So this is the Academy Award-nominated film series. So the Huntington County Library buys the license, Jennifer, for these films, and we show it to you for free.
Yeah, the Friends support our licensing, which is really super.
Yes. Is there anything going on tonight at the North County Branch Library? Off the top of your head?
Avoiding college debt. With
too late for me.
Luis Sarmiento. He's vice president of sales at David Lerner Associates. He's going to discuss options to help avoid student debt. Studies show that the average student debt in 2014 was just under $29,000, which I find kind of hard to believe it was that low.
Yeah, I know.
The long-term impact of this can mean monthly payments for up to 25 years, and paying back much more than the original loan. Strategies including saving early with financial plans, accounts, grants, scholarships, and attending local or community college. So I'm willing to bet there's still space available, so just show up tonight at 7 o'clock at the North County Branch Library.
And we have one more program to tell you about coming up next week before our next radio show. So if you're planning ahead for next Wednesday, April 4th, Jennifer, and you love the environment, well, the South Highlands Group at the Sierra Club. Are you moving furniture over there?
No, there's like dust over here.
I'm shaking my head coming up on the air. South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club. And they'll be talking about Adventures on the Highlands Trail next Wednesday, April 4th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. So every month the North County Branch Library welcomes the South Highland Groups. And they talk about something natural every month, Jennifer. It's a meet and greet and they always have refreshments. So the Adventures of the Highlands Trails, Michael Hebling, who I believe, he's the founder of Metro Trails. I see a lot of his stuff on Facebook. Now that they mention his name, is the founder of Metro Trails, a hiking group that began informally in 1997 and evolved into a New Jersey nonprofit corporation. Michael leads 15 to 20-mile hikes on a weekly basis. I should tell my wife about this. Usually Sundays, all over New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and Delaware. He'll be discussing the Warren section, Jennifer, of the Highlands Trails. Is this part of the Appalachian Trail or no?
No, I don't know. The Columbia Trail is. I'm not sure. I think it is. I think it's part of the Columbia Trail, which is in turn in part of the...
So Hebling absolutely loves this trail, Jennifer. It highlights the diversity of our area. So he's going to tell you all about the deep forest, spectacular vistas, waterfalls, small rural communities, and remnants of historic features such as the 19th century Morris Canal and iron industries that date to colonial days, now reclaimed by nature. So Michael Hebling, Adventures of the Highland Trail, next Wednesday, April 4th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. You can just drop in for this program, Jennifer, free and open to the public, as are all our programs at the Hunterdon County Library. For more information on this program or any of our upcoming programs, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner and see what we got coming up for the month of April. It's time for our first commercial break. We'll come back. We'll find out what Jennifer's Easter plans are. And we'll do play Today in History. I also have some other trivia for you today, Jennifer.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more Library Show right after this.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting with Jennifer Winbear. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is March 29th. I'll give her some events that happened on March 29th in years past, see if she can identify what they are. I'll also give her a couple of people who were born on March 29th and one person who died on March 29th and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. She's going to get two out of the three. But we'll see. Let's go back to 1806, Jennifer. The first United States federal highway is created. Construction is authorized for the first federally funded highway in the United States on this date in 1806. Do you know the name of this thoroughfare or what it connected or anything about it?
Nope.
The name of it was the Cumberland Road, and it connected the Potomac River, so Washington, D.C., out to, I believe, the Ohio River.
Hmm.
The first federal highway. This date in 1806. 1865, Jennifer. Federal forces under Major General Philip Sheridan move in to flank Confederate forces on this date in 1865. Under Robert E. Lee, what is significant about this battle? This was the battle Lee finally surrendered. This was the Appomattox campaign. They finally cornered Lee, and Lee surrendered the South to Grant at Appomattox Courthouse a few days later, Jennifer. About a week later, maybe. 1886. John Pemberton brews what for the first time in the in his backyard in Atlanta, Georgia?
Beer.
Incorrect. Beer's been around since way before
Franklin.
What does John Pemberton brew the first batch of in his backyard in Atlanta, Georgia? What famous beverage originated in Atlanta, Georgia? Coca-Cola. Why are you staring at me? Was I supposed to read it in your eyes?
Yes.
1936, Jennifer. Now, this is very interesting. What percentage of votes did Adolf Hitler receive in a referendum to ratify Germany's illegal remilitarization and reoccupation of the Rhineland?
23%.
99%.
Wow.
Of the votes.
Wow.
In the affirmative.
Hmm.
Isn't that just scary?
Yes, sir.
Have the whole country just bought into this.
Wow.
I mean, and literally the whole country. Okay, Jennifer, 1961, the 23rd Amendment to the United States Constitution is ratified. Of course, my question to you.
What does it do?
What is the 23rd Amendment to the United States Constitution? 19th. Gave women the right to vote. This is along the same line. Who was allowed to vote now with the 23rd?
I thought everybody was allowed to vote by now.
Not everybody.
No.
Residents of Washington, D.C.
Huh.
Were allowed to vote. Okay, Jennifer, in 1984, in the middle of the night, who loaded their possessions onto 15 Mayflower moving trucks and transferred its operations to Indianapolis? 1984, May 29th.
I don't know.
15 Mayflower trucks pulled out of this city and went to Indianapolis, transferring the operations of what organization? The Baltimore Colts.
Mm.
Remember that story? And they were all, the town didn't even know they were leaving, and all of a sudden they had no football team anymore. 1943, Jennifer, born on this date in 1943, is Eric Idle.
Nope.
You don't know who Eric Idle is? Mm, interesting. One of the Monty Python troupe. He wrote Spamalot.
Oh.
Did you see Spamalot?
I didn't. I know some of the music.
Do you? Mm. It's a comedy. I wouldn't think you'd know anything about it. 1944, Jennifer, for some strange reason, I think you're going to get this one. Terry Jacks was born.
Why would you think I'd get that?
Because.
I don't know.
He was a singer of a one-hit wonder song that all young girls loved in the 70s. Think of like the saddest song, pop song from the 70s. About someone dying and leaving his girlfriend. The look on your face right now is just like you have such a disdain.
No, I'm sorry. It's not disdain. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Terry Jacks sang the song Seasons in the Sun.
Oh.
Do you know that song?
Yes. I remember when a local radio station tried to destroy as many recordings of it as they could.
Oh, yeah? Why? Because they're so sappy?
It's horrible.
I bet you sang along with Come On, Let's Sing a Verse.
That's not.
And then finally died on the stage, Jennifer, in 1891, Georges Seurat.
He's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
He was the inspiration for the Sondheim musical Sunday in the Park with George.
Why was he the inspiration?
I don't know. Wasn't he?
But why?
Because he did a painting.
You're on
Sunday in the
continuing.
Park.
Correct. Sunday in the Park. Like on the island of Grand Jeté or something like that. Remember all the people standing on the bank?
Yeah.
And what was this style that he used, Jennifer? What was Georges Seurat's style?
Pointillism.
Pointillism, that is correct, where he just used points of colors of light all mixed together. Your eye blended it, Jennifer. It wasn't really
mixed together
on the canvas. Those are the most amazing paintings. If you stand back them, they look like paintings, and then you get up real close to them, and they are just blotches of color. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Monet was good at that, too, and lots of other masters, Jennifer. My brain just can't work that way. I don't know why. It doesn't. I wish it did. It doesn't. Okay, moving on. You said over the break that don't ask you about your Easter plans because you have none?
I don't really.
You don't eat or anything? Have a meal?
No, it's kind of late.
There's no Easter repast?
Not really.
You're just going to be like...
No, we don't...
Trying
we're
to
not,
pull teeth out of you today, isn't it?
No. My mother's making leg of lamb. Whether I stay or not for dinner is yet to be determined.
Why... Your mother's making a leg of lamb, and you're just going to be iffy? Why?
No, it's... Please don't...
I hope your mom's not listening right now.
I'm sure she is. You better hope she is. She's our only listener.
I hope she's not, because you just hurt her feelings greatly.
No, she knows.
She knows? That, you know, she's working this hard in the kitchen, and you may or may not stay?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She's a saint.
Yes, she is. That I'll give you.
Are your sisters coming home or anything?
Belinda is home.
Oh.
But Chicago is Belinda's home. Why would a nun leave her monastery at Easter?
So Belinda's not at your mom's house?
No.
So you're just trying to confuse me now. Oh, boy. Maybe we should cancel. For the first time in the library show's history, we're just going to cancel it halfway through and throw
it. I'm like completely discombobulated.
And throw on a rewind or something.
I'm completely discombobulated.
You say that every week.
No, but I really mean it today.
Why? Well, let's work through this on the air. Come on. This would be great radio. Maybe we could save the show right here. Is something I can help you with?
No, it's all right. Thank you.
Why? Is something with work?
Yeah.
Something you discombobulated at work and I can't help you with.
No,
I find that hard to believe.
Because I have to approve like 30 people's time off and sort them and
okay.
Enter them all.
Just do it one step at a time?
I know. It's just...
Is it a deadline? Like, is it going to be done in the next 15 seconds?
Yeah, pretty much.
Jennifer. You're making...
Mountains
out of molehills.
Yes, I'll tell you when they...
Mountains.
I've had people stomping their feet at me that I didn't approve. I'm not approving it fast enough.
Well.
But they have it till March 31st to enter.
You can't please everybody, Jennifer.
I can't.
I know, but why does that affect you? If I stomp my foot at you, you would just ignore me. Why don't you just do that?
True.
Why do they need it approved so quickly?
I don't know.
These people might be listening, Jennifer. Now you're just going to hurt somebody else's feelings.
I don't know. Several people did it.
What about your dad? What can you say about your dad? That you?
What?
What are you going to say about your dad now? That
nothing. The heck was that? The building is falling down.
I don't know. Okay, let's talk about... I got trivia for Jennifer for later. We did a trivia night at the Polish American Club in White House last Friday. I got some questions for you.
All right, well,
but I don't know if you deserve it today or not, so that remains to be seen.
Why don't we do it now?
No, I want to talk about the... Well, we need to talk about National Library Week first, Jennifer. National Library Week is the next, like, not major event, but tentpole event we're having at the Huntington County Library. It has some special things planned. I think I'd like to tell our listeners about it.
All right,
that.
Well, then tell our listeners about it, and then you can tell our staff about it next.
It's 11:30. The staff is going to learn next week, Jennifer. It's not for 2 weeks. You know, there's a whole thing called next week that I have all time to do all of this stuff.
We'll see.
We'll be fresh on their mind for the week. Why? If I tell them too soon, it's going to be, wow, now you're hurting my feelings.
Oh, stop.
So it's 11:30. Jim Gunnell will be in at 12 noon. So try to hang in there for his show, Taking Care of Business. It'll be worth it. But right now, I want to tell you about National Lumber Week. Even Jennifer doesn't want me to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you anyway.
So, I want you to tell me.
So every year, there's a National Library Week, whether, I don't know if you knew that or not. And the Hunterdon County Library this year is going to celebrate in a few ways. First of all, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library have given us the money to buy gift baskets. We have three gift baskets for adults and three gift baskets for children this year that we're going to be giving away. All you need to do to get a chance to win one of these baskets is stop by the library anytime during National Library Week, which is April 8th through April 15th. Stop on in. We'll give you an entry form. Just fill that out, and then the winners will be drawn at random, and we'll give you a call. And the gift I saw the kids' gift baskets last night. The kids are going to go crazy, Jennifer. I really wanted one of them.
I know.
So they look really good. I haven't seen the adult ones put together yet.
No, I asked her to do it so we can put it on Facebook.
Right. So I'm sure they're putting it together. Right, because we should have it together now, even though National Library goes in for 2 weeks, so they can just sit there again.
No, but we can put it on Facebook and start building it.
I'm just kidding, Jennifer. Easy over there. We're also going to have an information table set up in our lobby with a lot of information about our services and upcoming programs, and it's going to be staffed by different library staff members. So anytime you stop in the library, just come over and say hi. You meet a new staff member. I'm sure Jennifer will staff at one of the times. She'll be in a much better mood, I promise. I'll be there sometimes. Maybe you meet our new director, James Keebler. Are you a service staff member? You never know, Jennifer. So stop in several times during National Library Week and meet as many friendly library staff members as you want. On Wednesday, that's April 11th, we're going to have it drop in Kids Craft in the evening. It's actually four choices, Jennifer. We put that on Facebook, right?
I sent you the photo. I know, as soon as I get back. Okay. I got it this morning.
Yeah, I mean, there's no hurry. I think it can be put on next week. It probably doesn't have to be put on today. I maybe wait for next week for that stuff.
Yeah, kinda. No, but I like to schedule it ahead of time.
Okay.
When I get sidetracked.
Very good, Jennifer. So there's four different crafts. I know there's a Clifford puppet, and there's a really... I'm going to say cute. I know. If Kiko's listening, I'm going to get hit for that. But it's like the caterpillar on the leaf or the very hungry caterpillar, and there's a Curious George mask. And there was one other thing, but I can't remember. So a drop in Kids Craft. We also have a band coming in that evening at 7 p.m. The Richard Reiter Swing Band will be performing. And then all day that day, Jennifer, the Hunterdon County Library Bookmobile, our library on wheels, will be parked outside the front of the HCL headquarters library on Route 12, and you're welcome to come and tour it, check out what it looks like inside, and marvel at the wonderful design on the outside.
You know, we have somebody coming from Connecticut on Wednesday to look at it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to see her jaw drop when she sees it. So that's National Library Week. All this information will be on our webpage as well. Everything Jennifer and I talk about on the Library Show, except when we go off on our tangents, of course, can be found on our webpage, which is hclibrary.us, also wonderfully designed and artistically pleasing to the eye, if I must say.
Yeah.
So that's National Library Week. Let's get done with business. We should play trivia. I think you need to earn trivia today.
Stop.
I want to talk about the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. Jennifer, that's the big event coming up at the end of April. But first things first, we need books to sell. And we have a couple book drives where we collect books that we sell at the book sale. And the two weekend book drives this year are two Saturdays, April 14th and April 21st. The location is the Roger Everett Fairgrounds on Route 179. I always get that wrong, or it's 173.
179.
Yeah, it's 179, just outside of Ringo's. So anytime between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the 14th or the 21st of April, if you have a lot of books that you'd like to donate, just drive on down to the fairgrounds. We'll unload your car for you. We'll have lots of volunteers down there. If you have a smaller amount of books that you'd like to donate, just feel free to drop them off at any of our county libraries. Just leave them right in the lobby for us. And we'll take care of them, and we appreciate your donations. And then the book sale itself, Jennifer, Saturday, April 28th. There's an early bird admission from 8 to 10 a.m. If you're a friend of the Hunterdon County Library, or if you would like to pay $20, you can get in early. All the money Jennifer raised by the book sale goes to a scholarship fund. It goes to library services. So it's a great cause. General admission on Saturday, April 28th, is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then Sunday is our half-price day. That's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Monday is the bag sale. We give you a bag, you fill it up, and you pay just $5. And hours for Monday, April 30th, is 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at the South County Branch Park, renamed Roger Everett Park, in the Grange Building. It's the permanent building, and it's Route 179 in Lambertville, New Jersey. If you are donating books, the only ones they accept are hardbacks and paperback books for adults and children that are in good shape, obviously, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. Jennifer, the prices? Generally, hardbacks and large trade paperbacks and children's hardback books are $2 at the sale. Most paperbacks and children's softcover books are only 50 cents, Jennifer, and this is before a half-price day. So half-price day, looking at $1.25 for books. Special items will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or in a special collections boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. A book sale would not be possible without our wonderful volunteers. If you'd like to volunteer to help with the book sale, contact the friends at fohclfriends@gmail.com. So that's the friends of the Hunterdon County Library 22nd annual book sale. It's as old as my daughter, Karen. Anything you'd like to add over there, Jennifer?
Nope. You did very well. I think you got it all.
You are.
Stop. If you're a nonprofit and you'd like to glean after the sale, send an email to the friends.
It's the only time all year that I ever hear the word glean.
Really?
Yeah, you use it a lot. Do you pepper your conversation with the word glean, Jennifer?
No, but I used the word glum last week for the first time.
For the first time, I find that very hard to believe.
No, I don't usually use the word glum. I use a lot of other words.
Synonyms, obviously.
Yes. Indeed.
Come on, snap out of this. What can we do this afternoon to help you get out of your funk? What are your plans for this weekend? Maybe that'll help. What are you and Jean have? What birthday is Jean celebrating this weekend?
No, we had dinner with her last night.
Oh, yeah? Where? Mm-hmm. Down at the buffet?
Down at the buffet.
How many hours did you spend there?
It was just a little over four this time, I think.
Oh, my Lord.
We sang.
Run you guys out on a rail out of that restaurant.
We were singing.
Yeah, I'm sure they loved that.
We sang Easter Bonnet several times. We sang Swinging on a Star.
Why don't you do this on the radio show? Why Swinging on a Star?
I don't know. I forget how that one came up.
From Going My Way.
Yeah. I don't know. Just things happen.
I know, but this is where... Maybe we invite them to be on the radio show sometime?
Some of them are still sleeping at this hour because they stay up all night.
And then you'll feel free to sing. Can I hear a little bit of Easter Bonnet?
No.
We're on the radio, Jennifer.
I know.
You're supposed to do things that are entertaining.
I'm not, but yeah, my singing would not be entertaining. Trust me. Trust me.
If I knew the words, I'd sing it. I know rotogravure is the only word I know in there.
Oh, that's so funny. That.
Why?
Because everybody was really impressed that they remembered that word, that
rotogravure.
Line. Yeah.
They remember what the rotogravure was?
No.
Oh, the rotogravure was a very big part of newspapers back in, I guess, the 1800s. The rotogravure was the big picture page, like the society page, where he goes, here's so-and-so out on the town with this person. It was just a page of pictures. So if you were in the rotogravure, then you were either dressed handsomely or you were with somebody important.
I just thought of something. I'm looking down at the flyer. You're talking about Victoria and Abdul.
Yeah.
That was last week.
What are we showing tonight?
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Oh, good catch. Why don't you tell us about it? Hey, Jennifer actually has something to contribute. Okay, I would like all our listeners to pay attention. Jennifer's going to contribute to today's radio show.
It was postponed from March 8th when we had that snowstorm.
Okay.
Mother personally challenges the local authorities to solve her daughter's murder when they fail to catch the culprit.
I've seen it.
Yes, and that's Frances McDormand won the Best Actress, didn't she? And the,
I believe so.
The supporting actor.
Also won Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Who's in another movie that's my DVD alert of the day. It's called The Way, Way Back. Did you ever see that?
Mm-mm.
Do we have it in our collection?
No.
Look it up. We have it in a collection. They wanted to call it The Way Back, Jennifer, but they couldn't because I think there was another movie called that. But you remember the term as a kid, Jennifer, right? The Way Back?
I remember, I remember like The Way Back Machine and Sherman and His Boy.
No, but if you were going on car trips.
Oh, yeah, yes, in The Way Back, yes.
I'm going to sit in The Way Back.
Yes.
So that's where the term of the movie comes from. But it's a very interesting movie about a kid who goes on a summer vacation with his family, and his mother is divorced but dating a new guy that the son doesn't like, and the son has some, you know, some, he's like shy and has some issues with everything's happening, but he gets a job at a water park in the summer, and the guy at the water park that runs the water park kind of helps him through some of his issues. It's a very good movie, and Sam Rockwell plays the guy who's the head of the water park, and he's very good in it. Do we have it?
Yes.
We do.
We do.
So I suggest The Way, Way Back with Best Supporting Actor winner Sam Rockwell in a previous role. You'd like it, Jennifer. It's not just a comedy. Steve Carell is in it as the father that they don't get along with. And the boy, it's the boy. I think he's the same actor that was in another very good movie, see if we have, called The Kings of Summer, where some kids run away for the summer. Their parents are just off the wall. So they run away and try to build a house in the woods for the summer. And it's called The Kings of Summer.
We do have that too.
So another good movie with the same boy actor that is in The Way, Way Back. So a couple good, if you ever watched Parks and Rec, Offerman is in that movie. He's very well good in that too. And who else is in that? Excellent movie. A few people from Parks and Rec are in that movie, so maybe made by the same creators.
Very good.
It's my DVD alert for the day. Okay, it's 11:43. We're going to go to our last commercial break. And then even though she doesn't deserve it.
Oh, stop.
Jennifer will be getting some trivia questions.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And Jim Gannot will be in just a few minutes to take care of business.
Okay, I've got some more trivia for Jennifer. Periodically, I like to bring some trivia questions that
I've
asked at various trivia nights. Jennifer usually does pretty well on these. This is trying to get Jennifer to actually come to one of these trivia nights. But maybe all of your friends, instead of spending 4 hours in a buffet, might like to come out and do some trivia, Jennifer.
They might. I think they're coming to church.
I'm serious.
I think they're going to come to church with me in April or May to hear my father preach. We're planning a trip.
I guess that's a start. I don't even know where to go with that. Okay, Jennifer, here's 10 general trivia questions to kick things off. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Within 10 either way, how many elements are there on the chemistry periodic table?
109.
Very good. 118, so that's within 10.
True.
I count that correct. Besides Sting, Jennifer, name another member of the rock band The Police.
Police, oh my goodness. I'm Simon Le Bon. Nope.
No. I think that was Duran Duran.
Okay.
Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland. You'll get this one or your dad will not be happy. According to the Bible, how many humans were on Noah's Ark?
Four.
Eight.
They had wives. And a couple children, apparently.
What are the names of the three darling children that traveled in Neverland with Peter Pan?
Wendy, Michael. Shoot. I don't know the third one.
John. Stephen Hawking died recently, Jennifer. What illness did he suffer from?
Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS.
Correct. What were the first names of the Allman Brothers?
Greg.
Correct.
How many? I don't even know.
Two.
How many. Two. I don't know the other one.
Dwayne.
Ooh.
On this date, well, it was March 23rd, Jennifer. So March 23rd, 1775, what famous words were uttered by Patrick Henry?
Give me liberty or give me death.
Correct. What is the circle on a map or chart that shows the cardinal directions and their median points called?
Mm.
What is that circle on a map or chart that shows the cardinal directions?
I don't know.
A compass rose. Ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
What member of the 1992 Olympic men's basketball dream team retired after winning the gold medal and never played another NBA game?
Michael Jordan.
Larry Bird. And then finally, Jennifer, what is the official three-letter abbreviation or code for Philadelphia International Airport?
PHI.
PHL.
Second choice.
That's the correct answer. Okay, Jennifer, I'll give you a word one at a time. You tell me what these words have in common. Mask.
Okay.
Card. Paint. Lift, value, book.
Why are you laughing?
I think you should have gotten it by now. Mask, card, paint, lift, value, book, off. No? Down. The music and finally in the crowd
face.
They all have the word face in common, Jennifer. Can you see that now?
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, double digit numbers, Jennifer.
Face card?
Face card, like in cards?
Oh, cards.
A face card?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Jennifer, double digit numbers, all the correct answers. Are a double-digit number. Pretty self-explanatory. What was the flight number of the United Airlines plane that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on September 11, 2001? United 93. What number does Steph Curry wear for the Golden State Warriors? Not an NBA fan. 30. What amendment to the U.S. Constitution gave the women the right to vote?
19.
How many numbered balls are used in the common, are used in Keno?
26.
80.
Wow.
What is the RPM, revolutions per minute, of an LP, Jennifer?
Or 33 and a third.
Very good. What is the agent number of Maxwell Smart in the TV show Get Smart?
Agent 99 is the woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
86. What Beatles song on the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band has a two-digit?
When I'm 64.
Very, very good. What is the Major League Baseball record for home runs hit in one season?
It's Barry Bonds. It's the Beatles. Right. I know you always. 42.
73.
Wow.
The average human body temperature, Jennifer, in degrees Celsius.
37.
And what is the interstate highway number of the Pennsylvania Turnpike?
76.
That's correct. Rated G, Jennifer, I'm going to give you the year a movie was made, an actor, and their role. You tell me what movie it is, and all these movies begin with?
The letter G.
1990, Jennifer, Patrick Swayze starred as Sam Wheaton.
Ghost.
Correct. 1964, Lois Maxwell starred as Moneypenny. Moneypenny was James Bond's secretary, Goldfinger. 2000, Joaquin Phoenix stars as Commodus.
Yep.
Gladiator. 1995, Danny DeVito as Martin Weir.
Nope.
Get Shorty. Robin Williams as Sean McGuire, 1997. Robin Williams portrays Sean.
Good Will Hunting.
Very good. 1978, Frankie Avalon as Teen Angel.
Grease.
Correct. 2002, Daniel Day-Lewis as Bill Cutting.
Goodfellas. No, he wasn't in Goodfellas.
Gangs of New York.
New York.
1993, Bill Murray as Phil Connors.
Groundhog Day?
Correct. 2014, Ben Affleck as Nick Dunn.
That was Goodwill. No. Nope. Great, no.
Gone Girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then finally, 1953, Marilyn Monroe as Lorelai Lee.
Something with girls. Nope.
Incorrect. Gentlemen.
Prefer blondes.
Prefer blondes, correct. And then finally, Jennifer, Hail Mary. I need five correct answers for this question.
Okay.
The state of Nebraska is bordered by six other U.S. states. Could you name five of them?
Kansas.
Is one.
South Dakota.
Is two.
Oklahoma.
Is not one.
Missouri.
Is three.
Arkansas?
Incorrect.
Illinois?
Incorrect.
Wisconsin? No, that's too high.
Incorrect. The other three, Jennifer, were Iowa, Wyoming, and Colorado.
Really?
You don't think Nebraska's that far west, right?
Yeah, no.
But yes, it Colorado is the state due west of Nebraska. It's a big state.
Well, obviously, I don't, because I said Arkansas.
Arkansas is right under Missouri.
Yes.
So that's it. See,
I guess I thought it had like the.
So wouldn't you and your friends enjoy an evening out doing that? The thing is about you can bring your own food, so you just, you know, there's something, and then you just, whatever, you buy a beer or what, depending on where it is, and then you just.
I still think you should do a friends trivia night.
A what?
A friends trivia. The friends should have you do a trivia
night.
Well,
they should if they want to do a fundraiser.
Because one of my.
They could make a lot of money. Do a lot of fundraisers.
I know.
They make a lot of money.
One of my Galley Chat friends, I showed it to you. She's in St. Louis, Missouri. They had over 600 people come to their trivia night.
St. Magdalene's did it, and they had 300 people, and they made a lot of money, yeah. Jennifer. I mean, we're almost in book sale range, and this is just one night where they really don't have to do anything.
Except
maybe, get some sponsors or maybe do some raffles or something,
right.
Some basket auctions just to supplement or something.
Exactly. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer, but
we'll see.
So what are your Easter plans, since you're so hot on mine?
Easter plans? Well, we're off Friday, which is good. My nephew that lives in Manhattan is coming home for the weekend. I haven't seen him in a while, so do something with him. The NCAA Final Four games are this weekend. Plan on watching those. Easter Sunday morning, we're cooking breakfast. My parents are coming, and my wife's sister and their family and her brother and their family. So we're going to have a lot of people over for breakfast. Which means I've got a lot of dishes to do.
You didn't buy a house with a dishwasher?
We do, but it fits so many, and then you got to... Didn't buy a house with a dishwasher. Yeah, it's called me.
You came with the house.
Yes.
Did you send an Easter basket to Fisher?
Yes. Lori bought him, like...
Yes.
I don't even want to... Marshall's, I'm sure, is fine in the economy for a little while.
Really? Well, he's a little young probably for jelly beans. And
yeah, he can't have any candy or anything, but he got a lot of clothes.
That's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, Easter shouldn't be glossed over, Jennifer.
Are you dyeing eggs this year?
I wish. Maybe I can talk Karen into doing it. Maybe we will have a little Easter hunt or something for old time's sake. I can usually talk her into things.
I imagine so.
We did she missed it, unfortunately. They had a Disney trivia night at this bar out by Somerville. And Karen wanted to do it, but she couldn't go. So me and Kiko went with one other guy, my friend Scott. We went there and we rolled.
Did you clean up?
Yes. Well, I think we only missed four questions,
wow.
I think, of the whole thing. And one of them was, I was an idiot, and I can remember it was obvious, and then I just drew a blank, and then I was describing the Kiko and the other guy, and he couldn't think of him. It was the guy who was the voice of the Candlestick. It's the father in Dirty Dancing. He's on Law and Order. I couldn't think of his name.
I could have told you that.
I know him. I mean, of course I know him, but for some reason it was one of those things that just wasn't coming through, and Kiko kept going, Arbuckle or something like that. And I still couldn't think of it. Oh, well.
Oh boy. And the libraries are closed tomorrow.
Yes.
But we will reopen Saturday from 9 until 5. So until then, remember, wherever you are, you can go, stop online, or come in, or call. Your library is always there for you.
Happy Easter.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North and South Korea announcing they've set a date for a meeting between the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and the South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two will talk on April 27th in the so-called Truce Village on the country's border. U.S. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says it's all a lead-up to that expected meeting between Kim and President Trump. Of that, Graham says he'd like to see a four-way peace treaty come out of it between the two Koreas, China, and the United States. States.
We'll give them an assurance that we're not going to invade North Korea, but we are insisting that Kim Jong-un give up his nuclear program. There's a chance for a deal. This is the last best chance to avoid a war, and the worst thing can happen is North Korea try to play Donald Trump.
He spoke on Fox News. It's Holy Thursday for Christians today when the Last Supper was held, and the Jewish Festival of Freedom, Passover, starts at sundown tomorrow, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USA Radio to save 10% off your entire